Hey, good morning. Tom Beal here at the halfway point of the morning walk. A little windy. Hopefully you can't hear the wind behind me. But man, Wanda and I watched last night the heavyweight championship. Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder. And the funny part is, I haven't been watching boxing much. I'm not a boxer. I grew up wrestling. I like MMA. I like UFC, all that fun stuff. But I saw the beef that these two have had throughout the years. So Deontay Wilder, 40-0, 39 knockouts. And Tyson Fury, 27-0, I believe 19 knockouts. Both undefeated. Both had a beef starting years and years ago when Deontay first won the championship. Tyson got a little intoxicated, came in the ring, and was challenging the new champion in the ring. And so that beef kind of got me drawn in. So when we watched it last night, they were still hard at it. Like, look, you're going to be beaten first time ever. They're both undefeated. They both go in there. They both go at it. Now, as a marketer, I'm also watching it from the marketing that led up to it, which was beautiful. And this big takeaway. So right off the bat, like for the first five rounds, the champion, Deontay Wilder, who, like I said, is 40-0, 39 knockouts, couldn't find any connecting. Like, he wasn't able to connect. Why? Because of this. And this is great for my marketing friends. It's better to be different than to be better. So here's what I mean by that. Tyson is such an unorthodox boxer. Like, I could tell Deontay is just getting frustrated because, like, this guy is just moving around in ways that nobody else that I practice with, spar with, or have fought in the past moves. He just is so awkward in how he moves. It's almost like he's not even a boxer, but he's a very well-crafted boxer who is big on the defense. So you can see the frustration in the champ, who's 40-0, 39 knockouts, and how Tyson could see that frustration. He's taunting him, making tongue movements, and putting his hands behind his back, and all sorts of taunting going on. But the bottom line is, they even go to Floyd Mayweather in the stands and like, Floyd, what do you see going on here? He's like, look, I love Deontay, but I see this as 5-0 to Tyson right at this point. And Deontay's going for that one punch knockout, but he can't find his mark. He can't land any hits on Tyson with his unorthodox defense. So it goes on and on. I think in the ninth, it was 12 rounds. In the ninth round, finally Deontay gets Tyson behind the ear, catches him. Tyson goes down for a little bit, gets back up. Fight continues, but it's still very one-sided. The judges are saying, like, you know, and the people along the side, they don't share the judges until the end, but the people along the side of the ring, the professionals are like, look, this is one-sided. Tyson's beating the champ. And then the 12th round, like, right in the early part of the 12th round, Deontay catches a combo, a one and a two, and knocks Tyson out to where most refs, in my opinion, would have called the fight. Like, it was such a hard 1-2, both of them hit so solidly that he went down. And wouldn't you know it, the son of a gun gets up. Like, he gets up and continues. Like, don't even know how. And so the fight goes on. And at that point, then Tyson comes back. Like, so at the end, it basically is a split decision and it's a draw. So they both still are undefeated. However, I will say this, the twist of events. You know, there's a lot of people on the sidelines saying the commentary, like, I can't believe it. This is one-sided. Tyson beat the champ. And then from my perspective, it's like Deontay knocked him the heck out to where most refs would have called that because it was such a heavy knockout. Most would have called it, wouldn't have even continued with the count and or let the fight continue. So it's a draw, which ends up working out amazingly well for the fans and amazingly well for both of them. It's said that Deontay made roughly $14 million off the fight, and Tyson made about $10 million off the fight. So that means there's going to be a rematch, which will automatically double their money, right? And also bring that vendetta. So here's a couple other key points that I really like. At the end of the fight, they both were in like a clinch, just hugging each other and, you know, just communicating the mad respect they had for one another. It went 12 rounds, both going at it, giving their all, both wanting to crush the other person. But at the end, it was amazing to see just the love, the camaraderie, and the respect that each had for one another. Now, I will predict when the rematch comes that you're going to get back to that beef. You know, hey, you got lucky. Everyone knows I won. You got knocked out. Everyone knows, champ, you lost because everybody says I won all the rounds. I'm going to show you this time, blah, blah, blah. So the beef will come back, but that mutual respect was awesome to see. And here's one of the side benefits of this as well. This is one of the commentators said last night, Tyson has a comeback that Lazarus would be jealous of. Dude, what's up, brother? Damien, good to see you, man. Yeah, and here's the great part. And Damon, you'll like this part too. So one of the commentators said, this comeback of Tyson Fury is almost where Lazarus, resurrected from the dead, would be jealous of. And here's why. Because after that first beef, when the champ came, had won that fight, was the champ, and Tyson came in the ring. And by the way, the champ is 6'7", 212 pounds, and Tyson is 6'9", 254 pounds, something along those lines. Both huge men. And so the champ had just won, and then this guy, who he said he was a little bit intoxicated, got in the ring and was challenging him, telling him, I'm going to crush you, you suck, I'm the champ, blah, blah, blah. So it was a weird beef that went on for years. But after that, Tyson got heavily into alcohol, heavily into drugs, and was at the point where his mental health was on the point of suicide. And by the way, he went up to roughly 400 pounds. So here he is now sucked down to 250-some pounds. He went up to 400 pounds. And the champ, you know, he's like, man, I knew, like, man, I doubt we're ever going to have that fight because he just is off path. I just hope he doesn't, like, kill himself or, you know, die from all this excess that he's into. But the champ, over these years, would prod him a little bit on social media, like, hey, man, get your stuff together because when you're ready, I'm ready. But you got a long, hard path to get back because, you know, you got this little detour, but I challenge you. So the champ kept prodding him, kind of like bringing the best out of him. By putting those things on. And then finally it sunk in Tyson. He's like, you know what, enough of this. He diverted from that path of an early death, diverted from that 400 pound path to getting back in the gym, and went from 400 pounds to 250 pounds, you know, still a large man, 6'9", but then had to fight a couple comeback fights and just dominated. And his unorthodox style, you know, it literally is very, very inspiring because here is someone, like they said, that this is a comeback worthy of Lazarus. Like, hey, man, that's a good comeback. You were dead, basically. People had written him off as just a has-been. You know, now he's into alcohol, drugs, mental health. He's going to probably kill himself or die because he's 400 pounds. He had been written off. And here he was, the undefeated monster in that heavyweight division who had just the determination to say, you know what, screw everybody, I'm on a path to comeback. And then he started razzing the champ, like, watch out, and boom, it was a battle. So it was a battle, but it's an unorthodox battle, and I love it. It's better to be different than to be better than the others, right? And last night was a clear display of that, of how Tyson's unorthodox, just weird movements. It's like, you know, you can see the champ, like, if this guy would just box me like everyone else, I'd dominate, but I can't hit him. His defense and his unorthodox movements were just so crazy. But anyhow, that's the recap from last night. And I take away some big things for my marketing friends. I take away some big things for inspiring me and others of, like, don't let yourself get written off and be on a path of a mediocrity, or be on a path of a trajectory that's leading to an early death, or a trajectory that not leading to the best that you're capable of. Tyson's comeback was absolutely incredible. A path of alcoholism, drug abuse, mental health issues, and to get himself back on the path and totally abandon that old trajectory, get back on the old new trajectory of becoming the next champ. So wow, it was quite cool, and I'm happy that Wanda and I watched it and enjoyed it. And hopefully this recap was exciting for you. Go Google it, man. Watch that last knockout in the 12th round. I mean, it, like, the champ actually did this neck thing, like that's it. I don't know how. And maybe it was the 40 plus extra pounds, but no one else would have gotten up. That is unbelievable. This guy was so hit, a 1-2 combo that each of them hit so hard, totally out and up before the count was over, and this fight continued. Like, what the heck? It was crazy. But anyhow, it's good for them both. They're going to double their purse, you know, when the rematch comes around. So, and it was very nice as a fan to see a great competition, and mutual respect at the end was fantastic. So hope that recap was awesome. Hope there's some inspiration there for you. Never, ever let anybody write you off. It's all in your mind. Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. And that comeback of Tyson Fury, man, is one that is worthy of Lazarus giving the thumbs up, man. He came back from the dead and showed everyone what's up. It's better to be different than textbook. Yes, oh my God. Tyson is so not textbook, so unorthodox. You can just see the champ, like, man, he is not like the people I'm boxing, man. Like, if he would just box me, I'd dominate. He was doing his own style. He be yourself, right? And that being different is way better than being better. Holy cow, Tyson was just so unorthodox that you know, and then they showed fights, some of his previous fights, where Tyson was pinned in the corner, arms down, and people swinging, and here he is just evading like the freaking Matrix, like that dude in the Matrix when the bullets were coming, just evading punches, man. It was crazy. But anyhow, good stuff seeing you, man. The Mankini needs to come back, absolutely. It's time for a comeback. Getting in Mankini shape right now. Great seeing you. Hope this was helpful. Have an awesome day, and remember some of the big takeaways from this. I'll talk with you soon. Make today great.